You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Wednesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while. We may hear from the UCLA head coach, Mick Cronin. I think he was working on short sleep, and they asked him if he'd do it, and then he probably went to sleep, and they're trying to see if they could still get him in the final hour.
They got back around 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning. He may have shut his phone off and could be sleeping in, even though he initially said he would be able to do something.
Okay. Next time they make the Final Four, then we'll have him on, okay? Now, maybe we get him tomorrow or the next day. He'll make some time for us. Yes, Paul.
He's got a name that sounds like a tough guy in like a Jason Statham movie. Mick Cronin.
Mick Cronin.
If a guy's name was Mick Cronin, I wouldn't fight him without even actually seeing him.
It almost sounds like it's one name.
Yeah.
Mick Cronin. Right?
Oh, like a tough guy character?
Yeah. Yes.
Like Seamus McCronin?
Yeah.
Man. It sounds like it'd be the character name.
Call him McCronin. He'll fix it.
No. It'd be just Jason Statham stars as McCronin.
Nice.
What do you think? I think we can workshop
that. That's great.
I'd get somebody to green light that. Ohio State's Justin Fields ran the 4.44 yesterday. That's fast, especially considering he's 6'3", 225. Now, if they have a quarterback race, that's my guy. But I don't know what it means. He runs a 4.44. He's really fast for a quarterback. Reminded me of Robert Griffin Jr. III. He ran a 4.41 at the combine. Now, he got off to a great start, but he couldn't stay healthy. Lamar Jackson didn't run at the combine, but reportedly ran a 4.3 at his pro day. Kyler Murray once ran a 4.3 40. He didn't run at the combine. Few quarterbacks clocked in the 4.5s. Russell Wilson Jr. III, 4.5. Jalen Hurts around there. Cam Newton around there. Taysom Hill reportedly ran a 4.4 40 at his pro day. We don't even know if he could win the starting job in New Orleans. But for the most part, there isn't a lot of evidence one way or another that says you run a really fast 40 for a quarterback, and that means you're going to be really successful. Trey Lance looks like, you know, he's got all the attributes athletically. But, you know, I want to bring in somebody who looks like a quarterback right out of a movie. Because if that were the case, then I would hire Trey Lance. He would be the guy who would play a quarterback in a movie. Or Brady Quinn. You know, I saw enough of Justin Fields that I feel like that he proved himself at Ohio State. Trey Lance took a year off. Like it's kind of crazy how we're not supposed to factor in pro days, but we keep factoring in these pro days. I don't know, Mac Jones, a little pressure now. All of a sudden, he looked a little skittish yesterday at his pro day. I'm like, okay. I don't know. Justin Fields, did you see him?
Yeah.
He ran really fast, and he threw some footballs. I know what he did in games. That's probably what I would base this off of, but you're going to get some people. We had Lewis Riddick, so former player, former front office executives, and he's the Monday Night Football analyst. And he even said, you know, we don't read too much into it. We shouldn't read too much into it. After Justin Fields' pro day, he was gushing. Yeah, guy said, this is one of the best pro days I've ever seen. Okay, it's supposed to look really good. You have to, like, you're starting out at, you're going to look really good today. I mean, yeah, it just feels like, you know, when you see Victoria's Secret runway, like, they all look great. Like, they start out looking great. You're supposed to. It's a staged event. You know, if you said you got three guys bearing down, you know, barreling down on you and they're going to smash you and you're going to throw the ball and then you got to get up and do it again, might not be a great pro day, but it might teach me a little bit more about that. Jamar Chase, who I think will be the first receiver off the board, at least from what I'm told, he has his pro day today. He didn't play last year, but I don't know what you factor in with something like that. Like, you didn't play, people are going to want to see what kind of shape he's in, but, you know, he's ready to go. And, you know, maybe the Bengals take him with the fifth pick overall. Yeah, McLovin.
It's funny. I'm looking at Justin Fields' stats. He doesn't have a ton of running yards like Kyler Murray or Lamar Jackson or the 4.4 guys. Like, he's super fast, but he didn't take off that much at Ohio State.
Well, they've had quarterbacks who have run more, but know, Justin Fields, his freshman year at Georgia, they brought him in to run like a quarterback sweep or something. It was kind of wild there. Yeah, Paulie.
Well, one thing that always happens with these hot college quarterbacks who run, their last year in college, they stop running so they could be more marketable to the NFL. Tebow did it. Dak Prescott did it. Fields did it. They run less to make them seem more like a drop back passer.
Here is Justin Fields on his pro day performance.
Overall, I had a solid day. Of course, you know, I think everybody knows my goal in that 40-yard dash was at least to be in the 4.3s. But, of course, I'm kind of mad about that. But, you know, other than that, I thought I threw pretty well. I thought, you know, just had a few missed throws. But I knew that happens. You know, every pro day is not going to be perfect. So, overall, I thought I had a pretty solid day.
Yeah. I don't know if it changes anything until the next pro day with somebody. But all it takes is one team. The Niners, if they fell in love with Mac Jones and they went up to get him. Bears fell in love with Mitchell Trubisky. That's all it takes. Giants fell in love with Daniel Jones. Washington fell in love with Dwayne Haskins. That's it. It's one team. The eye of the beholder. And it doesn't matter what anybody else says. When you get locked in, you say, that's our guy, then that's your guy. Hey, we could have Patrick Mahomes or Deshaun Watson. Nope, we want Mitchell Trubisky. Okay. The drafts are littered with these kind of decisions. And San Francisco I think San Francisco, if they wanted Mac Jones, could have gotten Mac Jones without going all the way up to 3. Because it feels like the Bengals at 5, the Eagles were, it's like, it felt like the Eagles were the team that was, you could have made a trade with. And at 6, can I get Mac Jones there? Because if I look at this and I go, okay, you're going to have Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson, 1-2. Then number 3 was going to be Miami. Well, Miami wasn't going to take a quarterback. Miami would have taken the wide receiver. And then I got the Falcons. Are they going to take a quarterback? Do they take Justin Fields? Do they take Trey Lance? Would they have taken Mac Jones? Would they even taken a quarterback? The Bengals then don't need a quarterback. Then you have the Eagles. And unless you felt like somebody was still going to go to 3 to get the quarterback you want, then I don't know why they had to go all the way to 3. Because I don't think the Bengals are trading out of that because they want to get Ja'Marr Chase or Kyle Pitts. You know, if the Dolphins had to stay there, then they probably would have taken Devontae Smith. So it felt like Atlanta will take a quarterback. That means we'll have 2 quarterbacks to pick from. That maybe it's Trey Lance and Mac Jones. Maybe it's Justin Fields and Mac Jones. Maybe it's Justin Fields and Trey Lance. But I don't have to give up as much to go all the way up there. That was what was surprising about this. San Francisco, if they take Mac Jones, it feels like they could have gotten Mac Jones down a little further. There's no East Coast bias in the Final Four because the 4 teams are west of the Mississippi. That's the first time that's ever happened with Gonzaga, UCLA, Baylor, and Houston. And the 11th-seeded Bruins, the only team out of the Final Four to have won a national title, and they have 11 of those titles. You know, Drew Timmy is getting a lot of attention here, and rightfully so. He's played extremely well. Timmy, he had a game-high 23 last night against USC. He's the first Gonzaga player to post 3 straight 20-point games in a single NCAA tournament. Adam Morrison did it over 2 tournaments back in 2005 and 2006. But, okay.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
Here's the question. If you don't have a team, is there a team worth rooting for? Because UCLA is not a Cinderella story just because of the history of UCLA. Now, this year they are because they lost 2 of their star players. They had another player go to the G League. I think they had an injury as well. You know, they kind of, they limped into the tournament, but, you know, they've caught fire. You know, it's different. When UCLA used to be the favorite, you're rooting for them or against them. So I would say UCLA would be fun to root for. Do you root for Gonzaga going undefeated? Do you root for Baylor to prevent an undefeated season if those two meet? If you like redemption stories, Kelvin Sampson and Houston, okay, maybe not. Hey, tune in. This team holds their opponents to 53 points per game. Yes, Todd.
If you're not a fan of any of the four schools, I don't know. To me, I got to root for Mark Few. They've come so close. They've been called a mid-major all these years and been disrespected. He's got these guys so close to the finish line. They can not only win the championship, but do it in undefeated fashion, which hasn't been done since Bobby Knight's 76 Indiana team. I'm all in on the Zags pulling this off.
Yeah, I am too, because I respect Mark, what he's done, how he's done it. And I never understood why you were a mid-major. You know, just because you weren't Duke, or you weren't Kentucky, or you weren't Michigan State, you were a mid-major. And it kind of started, it felt like it started with Gonzaga. They were the, were they the original mid-major, or at least that designation, that label? And it just felt like you were inferior. Like, you know, you get to come into Thanksgiving, but you sit at that table. You got the kids' table over there. And then every year, never failed, we would have a so-called mid-major who would do some real damage. They would, you know, start doing damage to your brackets. Yeah, see.
Isn't mid-major more about the conference than the school?
Well, but if Gonzaga is a powerhouse, then they're still a mid-major given the conference that they're in.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Which isn't fair to them because they're not a mid. Their conference might be mid-major. They're not. They're a basketball powerhouse. But you're right. It's kind of like this. Can you be both? Can you be a basketball powerhouse while you play in a substandard conference? Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, it'd be fun in 3 years if we're talking about Gonzaga. Oh, Gonzaga again. Oh, they're a bully. They roll over these little teams. They have to win next weekend to get there. They're still lovable until they win the title.
Yeah.
But 2 years from now, they're like, oh, they're getting all the recruits.
Oh, it'd be nice if somebody else other than Gonzaga got in there. Yes, McLovin.
Like Villanova in 85 would have been a mid-major. They had all the earmarks of a mid-major except that they were in the Big East.
But nobody said UNLV was a mid-major.
That's so true. They were never a mid-major.
No, but they didn't play in a great conference, did they?
No, that's why they were undefeated.
But we didn't allow them to be on their own. Well, I guess we did. You know, we never said, oh, yeah, but they don't play anybody. Now they're a mid-major. Well, I don't even know if we knew what a, you know, who came up with mid-major?
The Power Five? Yeah. I'm going to guess they had something to do with it.
By the way, the Power Five is not a real thing. That's not a real phrase. It's not a term. Like the Power Five football conferences, that's not a recognized term. It's just become in what we say.
Like the Big Ten, they're not actually bigger.
Right. But the Big Ten's a copyright phrase.
Oh,
it's
I know.
An actual title.
I know.
The Power Five is not real. It's a way to keep others out.
And yeah, they're doing a good
doing
job.
A great job.
Yeah, yeah. But I look at Gonzaga as on par with any of these other schools. We just look at Kentucky and you look at Duke and you go, well, they get the one and doneers. You know, they get the great players there. Okay. Not this year, but they do. Gonzaga has gotten very good players. They just haven't had a player who could be the number one pick in the draft. And you may have that this year. But you've had guys who played in the NBA. And you have a coach who has been offered jobs elsewhere around the country and decided to stay there. I have great respect for that, what he's been able to do there. All right, Jesse in Los Angeles. Hi, Jess. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Pete.
Hey, bud.
Hey, like Carl, I kind of got to pivot for a second here. No, I'm kidding. It is a great day and a great morning to be a Bruin, to fly the colors, the blue and gold high. I couldn't be more proud of that team. It wasn't pretty, but it was impressive to see the new back row's new favorite player, Johnny Juzang, go off. And they played great team defense. And I know Gonzaga, they look unbeatable. I think they're a 14-point favorite to open, but I'm going to enjoy this for the next few days. I hope those young men do too. I hope they realize how important this moment is and what it's done for the program. UCLA basketball is back, baby. Go Bruins!
Thank you, Jess. Johnny Juzang led UCLA to the upset. He scored 28 of UCLA's 51 points. The second UCLA player ever to score at least half of his team's points in an NCAA tournament game. Yes, Todd?
If they could find a way to pass over the Zags, I really think they might be coming down the next Monday.
Okay, you can do that. I'm not even going to go.
I can get away with
I'm
that.
Not going to go there with Johnny's name and Passover coming up. Bill Walton scored 44 of UCLA's 87 points in the national title game back in 1973. Yes, Paul.
Here's some irony. Johnny Juzang, his older brother, his name is Christian Juzang. And he played for Harvard.
That's fantastic irony. I love that.
I'm not even making that up. I wish I was.
Oh. Now, is he the Kentucky transfer? Is that right, McLovin?
Yes, I see picture of him in a Kentucky uniform.
Well, okay, probably. Unless it was Halloween and he went as a Kentucky Wildcat. Yeah. You look at what happened with UCLA this year, it doesn't make any sense. None of it.
He's half Vietnamese, by the way. So he's has a lot of pride in his Asian heritage as well.
Johnny Juzang. But he had 28 last night. 28 of 51 there. A few more phone calls. Let me see. Jesse in Atlanta. Hey, Jess, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. I just want to say I love the show. And first and foremost, do you think the Falcons may have blown their chances with Matt Ryan? With the Eagles, definitely need a quarterback. Steelers need a quarterback in the market we have. Second, I just want to say, I think Fritzy's kind of messed up on the guesting because Coach K's out of the tournament, so how come we haven't heard from him and seen what's going on with them? And then also, is getting a vaccine, in Fritzy's terms, a procedure? Or is it some sort of appointment?
I don't know. If getting the vaccine, Todd?
I don't think that's a procedure. It's a vaccination. It has its own word. It's
a shot.
Yeah, like a flu shot isn't a procedure.
Yes, McLovin.
You break the skin. Wasn't that one of the requirements Todd had for a procedure?
For a procedure? I don't know. Todd and I we're rivals when it comes to number of procedures
we've had.
Well, I've had more surgeries, I think. You've had more procedures. Does that sound right?
Yeah, I've had procedures on several parts of my body.
Yeah, we don't have to go into the game of operation.
Though. We don't.
Yeah.
But my surgeries were substantial. not to put down your knee compared to your intestines. It's not a competition.
I had eye surgery.
I did not have eye surgery.
Yeah?
I did have a nephrolithotripsy, though, where they had to do something to kidney stones, which was not pleasant.
I've had the kidney stones as well a couple of times.
Yeah, but did you get the thing that they put up?
Yes, and I had the sports hernia. Yeah, Paulie.
I'd like to throw my lung in the ring. I had lung surgery near my heart. That seems like a big deal.
It surgery?
It was surgery. Completely unconscious for 4 hours.
Yeah, but you've been unconscious for four hours before and had nothing to do with surgery.
I do that most afternoons.
Yes, McLovin.
Was your eye surgery LASIK?
I had radial keratotomy. I had the RK. That was when they took a knife, so they numb your eye, and then they open your eye. What's that movie? Clockwork Orange. That was me. And I had that device there in my eye, and they put drops in there. They numb it, and then they take a little knife and start slicing up your eyeball to try to give you better vision. It didn't work, by the way, as I'm wearing my glasses. Yes, Eden.
Are you trying to out-eye surgery Paul right now? It feels like you just took a shot.
I think our eye surgeries are equal because we had a similar thing where we were semi-unconscious. We had the big thing spreading the eye open, and a scalpel was used. I think that's a push.
However, the years of eye procedures / surgeries that Paul has gone through has to count for something.
I had one at age 2 and then another one 2 years ago. Yeah, I don't remember.
boo-hoo, you were 2. I think I've had 4 eye surgeries.
I'm only at 2.
Yeah. Yes, McLovin.
Are we reenacting the scene from Jaws where they tell their horror stories and Richard Dreyfuss ends by saying he got his heart broken? Is that what's happening here?
No, I'm so tired of surgeries. If I don't have another one, I'm good.
What if we each put our most surgery or most proud of or think is the toughest as a poll question? Which one would you least want? And then we put it out there.
I have a pretty gnarly chicken pox scar. I got tubes as a kid in my ears. That's about it.
Yeah.
Relatively healthy.
Yeah, you might sit this one out.
Yeah,
you might sit this one out. What was the dumb thing I did where I had surgery on a Friday and I came in on a Monday, and I don't even know what it was that I had. It may have been a sports hernia.
Your shoulder and your knee,
you were limping around
hard for both of those.
I forgot. I wasn't limping with my shoulder.
You were in pain.
I was. That's as much pain as I've been in when I had a torn labrum there. But I just said, you know what? You just kind of tape it up and you come in and you got to do a job here. And that's what we do. I mean, # warrior. I mean, that is my nickname.
Well, you're carrying a network for 20 years.
Yes, yes. You'd think I'd have back surgery there. But I didn't. Not at the mothership. Probably should have. All right, we'll take a break. And it looks like Mick Cronin tomorrow, Todd?
That's where we're headed, I think.
Okay.
McCronin.
I guess the phone is off and he's sleeping in.
That's all right. He earned that right. I appreciate that he at least entertained the idea of coming on this program. But Mick Cronin will join us. It's like Conor McGregor. Mick Cronin.
No, he's really not coming on.
No, come on. You've got a sense of humor. Come on. All right, we'll take a break here. More phone calls coming up. It's 21 after the hour. This is the Dan Patrick Show. Built Bar, yes, it's that good. It's healthy. Protein bar, tastes great. High protein, low carb, low sugar, gluten-free. Has every one of those. You check the boxes. It's a protein bar, 100% real chocolate. Protein bar, low carb, low sugar, gluten-free. So when you ask your doctor or if you work out with somebody, a trainer, and you say, hey, would you look at this? And this is what I did when I was thinking about having Built Bar as an advertiser. I took it to the guy that I work out with, a professional trainer. And I said, would you look at this? And he said, I would sign off on that right away. Built Bar, 100%. Real chocolate in there. Tastes great. And you can get a discount. The promo code is DP10 at checkout to get 10% off your order. 18 great flavors. They keep coming out with new flavors all the time. So do your body and your taste buds a favor. Order a box today. BuiltBar.com. Make sure you use the promo code DP10 at checkout to get 10% off your order. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
Got some new t-shirts here for you just in time for the Masters. If you're watching on Peacock, I'll hold this one up. And beautiful green and gold, says April on it. And we'll get you ready for the Masters there. Yes,
we're just getting you ready for April, Dan.
April, of course.
We're just getting you ready for April.
April, that's it.
The non-denominational shirt. It could be any golf tournament.
It could be. It could be. It's just the month of April. We celebrate April there.
Correct.
You can go to the website if you'd like to get some of our t-shirts, and go to danpatrick.com. Some phone calls coming up here, and what's the results on the poll question, Mayor? There,
okay.
On
you can be a 10th man on any great college team. Well, we gave you a few great college teams. Duke is actually, Christian Laettner's Duke team is number one in this poll.
Okay.
It's a pretty famous team. Laettner, Hurley. I know Fab Five has, these are all documentary worthy teams. Georgetown in the 80s, UNLV.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. Like, there's no wrong answer there. That's what I kept saying. That, Ewing, what happened in the 80s, Larry Johnson, UNLV in the 90s, Laettner, Duke in the 90s, and then Michigan with the Fab Five. Yeah, McLovin.
There's some other, I was thinking other great teams. Tyler Hansbrough's North Carolina team was pretty amazing, but nah.
No.
Did they dominate the Final Four? I feel like they killed people. And Kentucky had some great teams. Well, how come we don't want to be on any of those teams?
Yeah, but all those Kentucky teams feel like the same Kentucky team.
Yeah, but you get to go to the NBA and be a star if you're even if you're a 10th man.
No, I just think with what these particular teams did and how that resonated with us. UNLV, the gear that people bought, you know, Jerry Tarkanian with the towel. The Fab Five, and a lot of that, you know, these Georgetown, the Georgetown jacket that people would wear. Paulie had one of those. Like, you had fashion that was involved in this with Georgetown, with UNLV, and with the Fab Five. Rappers were wearing UNLV gear back then. All right, some phone calls. Rick in Idaho. Hi, Rick. What's on your mind today?
Good morning. You know, the big news of the NFL expanding to 17 games, I'm assuming and wondering when you're going to announce that your show is expanding four out to 4 hours.
Ooh. That's not going to happen, Rick, but thank you for maybe suggesting that.
Don't you think maybe the Danette should vote on it? Wouldn't they get an extra 25% increase in their salary? Would they be up for it?
Mm. Are you handing out that 25%, Rick, as he just hung up? I wouldn't want to do 4 hours. Three's good. Like, three's fun. Four's work. Anybody?
Have we ever done an extra hour for any reason? Like, the Stern Show has, like, a floating ending. You know, their show ends when Howard says it's over.
Yeah.
That's it's because they have a unique clock, I guess, there. They could do it.
Well, it's Howard's channel, so he can do whatever right. he wants, and then he just reset it. And...
But back in the terrestrial days, the Howard Stern Show went farther, and it pushed other shows back.
I always felt bad for the person who followed the Howard Stern Show because you never knew when you were going to be on. You know, if you were hosting, and then you get done with Howard Stern, then you're playing music. You know, soccer matches are like this, where you're not quite sure when it's ending. That's sort of like the Howard Stern Show. But 4 hours seems like work. 3 hours is good. Yeah, see.
I used to do a show that was, it wasn't a talk show, it was like a music-based show, and that was 4.5 hours long, and there was about 90 minutes that was mailed in, for sure. For sure.
Yeah. Yeah, McLovin.
By the way, the poll, the 10th man, if you were the 10th man on the 2015 Kentucky team, you would have been the first person not drafted in the first or second round of the NBA. They had 9 NBA players on that team, and they didn't win it. They came into the tournament undefeated.
Yeah.
They had, can you name all of them? No, probably not, but they're all first-round picks. Willie Cauley-Stein, Trey Lyles, Devin Booker, Karl-Anthony Towns, the Harrison brothers, Tyler Ulis, Alex Poitras, Marcus Lee, Dakari Johnson. I don't know how they even play these guys.
Let's see, what else do we have here? Peter in Texas. Hi, Pete. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Was just curious. Would Gonzaga get more respect if they joined the Pac-12, or are they better suited as the standard bearer for, quote-unquote, mid-majors? Just wanted to say, love the show, and suck it, Carl.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Peter. Now it's caller-on-caller crime here. Carl didn't have a good appearance last hour. And it was a long appearance, and then Peter is calling out Carl to say, suck it, Carl.
Peter just became my favorite caller. And that's nothing about Carl. Carl, I'm sure, is a very nice person. And his call wasn't that bad, but suck it, Carl is hilarious.
Yes. What did Peter ask?
Who cares?
Yes, McLean. You got to turn on your microphone.
If Gonzaga was in the Pac-12, would they be less likable, less lovable?
Oh, yeah. Now, if I'm Gonzaga, you don't need to join anything. You know, it's like Boise State in football. Remember, it's like, oh, let's see what happens if they, join a big conference. Man, just play. You know, North Dakota State has an identity, 1AA. You know, you can carve out your own identity. Yes, McLovin, you're cringy.
I'd love to see North Dakota State in D1.
I would, too.
Yeah, that's one school I'd like to see do the job.
I would like to see how they would do every week because they gear up for an opponent. And we were never surprised when they would play somebody in the Big Ten and if not beat them, then make it a very close game. But Gonzaga, maybe 15 years ago, you would say, why don't you join a conference to get a little more recognition? Because they were only getting recognition when it came to the tournament. But they're fine. I mean, college basketball is not about what you do during the regular season. It's about when you get to the tournament. Because we're not watching college basketball the way we once did. And if you're Gonzaga, you were having a hard time getting people to play you. And then there you get recognition where you get on SportsCenter, you get highlights. You know, it's kind of a machine that feeds itself. Yeah, Paul.
Gonzaga, obviously no longer mid-major, but the way you become a mid-major is it really helps to have a name that's vague and not really clear. University of Illinois is not a mid-major, even if it's a smaller school. But Gonzaga... Is it Gonzaga University? Is it University of Gonzaga? Is it a town? Is it what state is it in? Butler. It's not, University of Indianapolis. It's Butler. Same. Remember George Mason?
Yeah.
Where the hell is that?
Yeah.
VCU. Where is that?
Well, it was Gonzaga or Gonzaga. And then I said, well, wait, their nickname is the Zags, not the Zogs. Gonzaga. No, it's Gonzaga. They're the Zags. Yes, McLovin.
I just Googled, why doesn't Gonzaga have a football team? They suspended their team for World War II, like many teams, but just decided not to come back in 1945. So they have no football team.
Bring them back. Bring back the Zags football team.
You miss it.
Well, I don't know what they were like pre-World War II, but, you know, were they a powerhouse?
I mean, if they did have a football team, they'd probably be in the Pac-12, right? I mean,
yeah, see.
But it is Gonzaga.
The Zagas. Gonzaga.
They're the Zags, but it is Gonzaga.
Gonzaga.
Much like
Zaga.
It's not Oregon. It's Oregon.
Yeah.
But most people say Oregon.
Yes.
That's not correct.
Yeah. Spokane or Spokane. Maybe it's just that area of the country that, you know, people have a hard time with.
I think that that area of the country knows how to pronounce things.
Yes,
it's everybody else
yes,
who does.
Yes, it is. Yes,
correct.
It is.
That's correct.
They do well. We do not.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
I like when schools are named after towns, but you put a state after them. Like Boise State. There is no state of Boise. I love that. I love unclear names.
Portland State.
Yes, Portland State.
Yeah. Cortland State. There's a few of those out there. Paul in Iowa. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Dan.
Hey,
so,
Paul.
Worst of the week, Michigan ruining my parlay of all the favorites of the Elite Eight. Thanks a lot, McCronin. But I'm going to pivot on you to the only point I called in for. The NFL really screwed this up with the 18th week. What they did was, they forgot they made week 17 all divisional games, and they went for the money, and oh, look, the Packers are playing the Chiefs now in the final week. That's not going to be Rodgers versus Mahomes. That's going to be Love versus Henny. Suck it, Carl.
All right. Thank you, Paul.
Oh, it's on now.
Paul.
Was that Mandic, by the way? Carl Mandic that called in earlier?
Of the West Coast Mandics.
Oh, from Arizona?
Was Carl in Arizona? Is that Carl Mandick?
I think so.
He's just getting destroyed right now.
I know.
Suck it, Carl.
And you would think, with a guy that name, he got destroyed growing up.
I think we need Carl to call back in.
All right, Carl Mandick, if you can call back in, we need you to save face here.
I don't think that was Carl Mandick. I know my Mandicks, and that was not Carl Mandick.
Doesn't Carl use... No, he doesn't announce himself.
He's a former on-air guy. Carl Mandick.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Didn't he send us a video?
Yes.
He was like on air, like on camera?
Yes.
He was a TV personality?
Early Mandick.
Mandick in the morning. I think that was when he had been in radio.
No. I think he did TV. He was a reporter.
He had started as a radio guy.
I don't think that was the name of the morning.
Mandick in the morning.
I don't think that's what it is. I don't think that's what it is.
Good audience. You know, they're very committed to that show.
John in Florida. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Yeah. I'm still holding, right?
No, you're good, John. You're on.
Hello?
John?
Yeah. John in Florida.
Hey, John.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that when you guys were talking about all those teams, the Georgetown teams and all of that stuff, you did not mention Fight Slamma Jamma.
I turned on your... Never mind. It doesn't matter, John. Thank you, John. We talked about Fight Slamma Jamma yesterday. what the hell happened? Fritzy, do you know what happened
today?
We're
off the rails a little bit.
I know. Do we blame this on Mick Cronin?
I think at least a little bit, because we were planning in that segment to be talking to the UCLA coach.
Oh, God. Now I got McLovin sending the official pronunciation straight from the Gonzaga University's facts and figures page is clear. Gonzaga is in bag.
Yeah, you've been saying it right all along.
Gonzaga.
Gonzaga.
But not Gonzaga. It's Gonzaga.
Gone.
Gone.
It's Gonzaga.
Gonzaga.
Gone. It's in Dawn. Gone. Yes, McClellan.
I also read it's Gonzaga from somewhere. But we were arguing over the Zag part, not the Gon part.
Yeah.
Now that's a whole new element.
Yeah. Can we confirm the Like, can we make sure we get the Gonzaga? It feels like that's all we know for sure. Gonzaga. Anything else, McClellan?
McCronin.
McCronin.
Gonzaga.
Wait, let me
Gonzaga.
Hear. Gonzaga. Try it again.
Gonzaga.
Gonzaga.
Gone is more of gun.
Gun. Gonzaga.
And it's Spokane, right?
Yes.
Or Spokane.
Spokane. Emphasis.
What, McLeod?
We need an assist from John Stockton.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Stockton.
Yeah. Yes.
It's Johan. Johan.
Johan.
Johan.
Johan Stockton.
Johan Stockton.
We're going to take a break here, and we might come back right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. I wore this sweater all morning long. It says spring, and it's got a like a ship's anchor on it. But this is the logo for the hockey team in Seattle. My Kraken, the Seattle Krakens, and this is kind of their colors there. Yeah, McLovin?
This works out well because it feels like you're fishing for a compliment.
Oh, okay. I was. But it's a bold...
It is a super cool sweater.
It's a bold statement there, and I like the color. Yeah, Seton, what do you think?
Yeah, it's capturing the season perfectly.
Okay.
The green in your eyes, too, I want to add.
Thank you. It's blue in my eyes, but thank you. Yeah, so I got the Kraken here. Okay, that was it. I just wanted to let you know.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Oh, look who's Carling back. It's Carl in Arizona. Carl, you're taking a beating today with the listeners. We thought we'd let you try to come back and see if you could resuscitate your career.
Totally redeem myself.
Okay.
Mandic in the morning. First time, I guess, not last time. Yeah, I pivoted hard there on that one. I was all set to talk to you about not being a prisoner of the moment and will this just be a footnote until they go to 18 games in the NFL. And then I saw these nervous Purvis Ellison Louisville teams and John Wooden's last national championship. And then, see, that's the art of the call, everybody. You think you're going to go in for something. You got it all planned out. And then you just run on and ramble a whole bunch. And yes, I tried to just go with Carl because I'm like, you know what? Mandic's too easy. That's low hanging fruit. No pun intended at all, but that's low hanging fruit to be like, hey, it's Mandic in Scottsdale. There's no worse name than that.
Any benefits to being named Mandic?
Yeah. I mean, icebreakers with the ladies. And then the only other thing about that is closing out at the end of the night. If it's a loud bar, I've had bartenders numerous times look at me, and I'm like, no, it's Mandic. It's the blue card right there. They're like, stop joking around with me. What's your actual last name? And I'm like, no, it's Mandic, and I'm trying to close the deal, and let's go. Let's we got things to do here. And it's cost me a couple times because they're like, all right, you figure it out. I'll just be outside. I'll get the lift. So, that would be the tough one. But, no, I love it. Absolutely love it because the entire DP show community is awesome. So I take it in watching Chris Farley growing up, learning how to make fun of yourself. I've been doing this since I was five.
All right, thank
so
you.
I laugh
thank,
it up.
Thank you. Yes, Seton.
I just want to know quickly, is it Carl with a C or a K?
Carl with a K.
Carl with a K.
No C in the last name, so it could be Mandike.
Okay. Well, thank you, Carl. Call back tomorrow. That's Carl, who got roughed up a little bit there. One of our callers from Arizona. This day in sports history, Paulie, what do you have for me?
A little irony. 1906, the International Athletic Association of the United States set the new rules to become the National Collegiate Athletic Association in 1910. The NCAA was founded in 1910, and right now they're in front of the Supreme Court trying to hold on to everything they have. And then 2004, the NFL adopted a 15-yard penalty for excessive celebrations, especially in the end zone. Remember the No Fun League?
No,
that started
I know.
This day in 2004.
Oh, I know.
Go on now.
It's so silly.
1973, Muhammad Ali wore a $10,000 robe with the People's Champion inscribed on it. Ali lost the fight to Ken Norton. Elvis Presley gave the robe to Ali the year before.
No kidding. I did not know that.
Neither did I.
Yeah. I remember watching that fight. By the way, police are looking for a minor league baseball mascot. The mascot was stolen from the ballpark. Chattanooga Lookouts. They told authorities that the costume of its mascot, Louie, was stolen from the field on Tuesday. And the lookout said hundreds of dollars worth of merchandise and equipment were also stolen. In case you're wondering, Louie's head is a big red baseball cap, a black brim for a nose. Police are asking the public for any tips on where the costume might be. This isn't a PSA. I just saw this story. The lookouts kick off their season at home on May 4th, and I hope that Louis is a... What do you do with Louis's head? That's what I want to know. I'm guessing you wear it one time, and then somebody's going to say, "Oh, did you see what Jimmy had on?"
And is there missing signs and posters of the mascot that you put on the trees and everything?
Like, you know, a lost, you know.
Wanted.
Wanted. Who stole Louis? Look out, Louis. Let me see. What else do we have closing up on you? Tom in Ohio joins us. Hi, Tom. What's on your mind?
DP.
Hey, Tom.
Suck it, Carl. Come on, Carl. Suck it.
All right. Well, thank you, Tom. Yeah. Poor Carl. Yeah, he pivoted. He pivoted. That's the problem. He didn't call in with what he said he was going to call in for, and you got to streamline your call. And so I asked Marvin. I said, what's the story here with Carl? He goes, well, he brought up something he didn't. He told me something else he was going to talk about. So Carl pays the price. It's a tough crowd here.
It's the best.
He thought being named Mandic was the worst part.
Yeah.
Then he gets here. Probably gets on the national stage.
Is it Peter? Peter in like Florida or somebody? Yeah. Called in first and second Carl. That guy's my hero. Early what I learned, Peter's that
oh,
dude's
that,
my
oh,
hero.
You've already got your what you learned?
Yeah, that guy's my hero for today.
Yeah, great. Once again, if you're following on, oh, I got something unbelievable that maybe it'll be here by Friday for the audience. If you subscribe to the newsletter, you got first dibs on something that is going to be a whole lot of fun. We think so. But we'll let you know. Mario is figuring out, you know, how we're able to do this with the audience. But that'll be, it's a big tease. And it's coming up, I think, on Friday. At least we hope to have that for you. And the Celebrity Bracket Challenge, John Daly is leading. Of course, you would expect John Daly to be leading. By the way, John is going through cancer treatment, had some surgery. So we hope that we can have him on the show. But he's going through a rough time right now. Seton and Jim Parsons are hanging tough at second there. Mario Lopez made a big jump, and we thought Mario Lopez was going to. But, you know, the DP show is really well represented. I got Seton in second, Fritzy in fourth, McLovin in fifth. And those guys know nothing about college basketball.
Absolutely nothing.
Kevin Frazier, Entertainment Tonight in here. Jimmer Fredette sent his bracket in from China.
Gotta respect that.
Yeah, Brooklyn Decker. She's tied with Brian Cranston for eighth. Is Cranston going to do the pie to the face since he lost the bet?
He seems like a man of his word.
All right. What'd you learn today, Todd?
ESPN's Matt Miller has Mac Jones ranked fifth among top quarterbacks for the draft. He played only 17 games, had great receivers, running back, and offensive line at Alabama.
McLovin, what did you learn?
You're getting a new movie called McCronin.
McCronin! Yeah. Starring Jason Statham. Seton, what did you learn?
Yeah, you don't want to fight McCronin.
No, you don't. Paulie?
McCronin.
Where other vans stop short, Mercedes-Benz vans go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech, five-star sales service, and financial support crews. Mercedes-Benz vans are built, equipped, and engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile, taking that all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. It's our pleasure to serve you. I don't know if we did today. What a mess. We'll try it again tomorrow. Start over. Dan Patrick Show. Oh, but wait, there's one more item here. It's M Drive, and you could probably tell if you were listening to the show, the energy I have in my voice. Well, that's because I wake up every day and I'm ready to take on the day. Age is undefeated, but that doesn't mean we can't still challenge it. We're never going to be as young as we are right now, but don't let age beat you. Fight back. You can still feel good, strong, lean, work out, eat right, and you can try M-Drive, the everyday supplement for guys with drive, guys who refuse to let age beat them, like me. And M-Drive is packed with powerful ingredients backed by science, help me be energized, strong, lean. You got a lot of life to live, and you want to feel good in doing so. How do you feel this morning? How did you feel when you woke up? Ready to attack the day? If not, get M-Drive. M-Drive, Dan.com, free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, or you can go to Walgreens, Rite Aid, or Vitamin Shop to get M-Drive. Energy, strength, drive, it works for me, it can work for you. M-Drive, Dan.com. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive.